Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Not a bad day outside, but AccuWeather says things may start to change a little later on as we get into the evening hours with rains coming through. And we could be stuck in that cycle through most of the weekend, folks. Meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center now with more for us. Brian?
Yeah, we'll have a few rounds of showers and thunderstorms coming on through, Larry. The stuff coming through over the next few hours is going to be a little more spotty. Not everybody's going to see it. The best chance, I think, for any showers and storms into this evening will be from the city on north and west. Already starting to see a few storms firing up across western New Jersey. And then tomorrow we'll likely see a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms come through. It's not going to be raining all the time, but I think almost everybody gets some rain, at least for a time tomorrow. And high temperatures over the weekend will be in the 70s. It'll still be humid tomorrow, maybe a little less humidity by Sunday, although another round of showers comes in for Sunday night. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. A police shootout in Flushing today at a mechanic shop where some thieves were trying to make off with some high-end whips, but apparently they figured, shift change for the cops. They're probably drinking their coffee and haven't made it to the streets yet. Wrong. Mac Rosenberg.
It sounds like a scene out of Fast and Furious, but police quickly got in the way when they showed up to Express Auto on 33rd Avenue. Reese works there.
The police blocked the road over there. So they can't get out. They just abandoned the car and left.
Cops shot at the suspects. It's not known if anybody was hit. They were able to recover four of the five cars, including a Porsche with its front passenger window smashed.
We keep our keys in the lockbox, in the safe box. I don't know how they get into it.
She says the reason most of the cars weren't stolen is because they were broken and would only stay on for a minute. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flushing.
My goodness gracious. A recent ex-girlfriend of Sean Diddy's, not named Cassie, continues her testimony today in his sex trafficking trial here in the city.
Jane broke down recalling a hotel night, what Sean Diddy Combs previously referred to as freak-offs, where she tried to participate without doing drugs. On that occasion, she said she became physically ill after having sex with two escorts. She testified that after throwing up, Combs said, "You'll feel better now," and then lined up a third escort for an 18-hour binge. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Combs accused of using his influence in the music industry to coerce women into these drug-fueled sex marathons. He has pleaded not guilty, says all the encounters were consensual. Well, the jury back in deliberations today. Meantime, in Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes retrial here in the city. But before court today, the disgraced movie mogul actually called into Fox 5's Good Day New York, where he doubled down on his claim that he didn't do anything illegal.
Hurt, you know, people, you know what I mean, that were close to me by actions that were stupid, you know what I mean, but never illegal, never criminal, never anything, you know what I mean?
In the courtroom, the jury, seven men and five women, is requested to hear a readback of some testimony from two of his accusers. Also asking to review medical records from one of them, Weinstein facing two counts of criminal sex act and one count of rape after his 2020 conviction was overturned. Pleaded not guilty, as lawyers have argued that the sexual encounters were consensual, saying the women agreed so Weinstein would help them with their careers. Following the trouble at Newark Liberty, several air traffic controllers, as you know, took trauma leave after their radar screens went black. Now we're hearing from one of them who says he's not so sure if he wants to come back to work.
The last straw for Jonathan Stewart came last month when he noticed two planes were at risk of a head-on mid-air collision. He alerted the pilots in time.
I yelled some choice words, I actually cried a little bit, I'm not going to lie. I was really angry.
He says he was overworked because of staffing shortages and was tracking planes with pen and paper as a backup after the recent radar outages. Stewart is not sure if he'll ever return to work.
I personally am not going to fly out of Newark because I'm not satisfied with the level of safety.
Correspondent Michael Wallace, the FAA has said it's taking steps to try and improve air traffic communications and prevent future outages. The City Transportation Department wants to add bus lanes along Flatbush in Brooklyn in a bid to speed up commutes for nearly 70,000 folks. Councilmember Lincoln Ressler says it's a much-needed boost for the community.
People in East Flatbush have some of the longest commutes in all of New York City. This busway will make their lives better, and it will help, you know, folks from all different neighborhoods who take the bus into downtown Brooklyn, people with mobility challenges, seniors.
The proposal would add the new lanes from Livingston Street all the way over to Grand Army Plaza. The DOT says the Pratt Center recently did a big traffic analysis showing the plan would significantly cut down on traffic. City says nearly 60% of households in the area don't have a car, and one out of three bus riders along Flatbush reported being fired or punished at work due to bus-related delays. The DOT says the new lanes would also make pedestrians much, much safer. A Long Island lawmaker says she has a plan to help curb traffic crashes and deaths in her district.
Congresswoman Laura Gillen says her plan would require repeat DWI offenders to have interlock devices in their cars to stop them from driving drunk and possibly killing someone.
A shocking number of fatalities in terms of car crashes, and these are preventable.
The U.S. Transportation Secretary wants to help prevent traffic crashes. Gillen says certain items need to be done.
Whether it's investing in getting more state troopers on the road or investing in infrastructure like roundabout.
2,100 people were killed, 16,000 seriously injured in traffic crashes in the past decade on the island. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Hey, be careful when you're paying for parking, folks. The City Transportation Department has issued an advisory about a scam that seems to be making the rounds now. You hear about this? It involves a fake QR code placed on a parking meter, hoping to trick you into handing over your credit card information. DOT says at least one phony sticker was placed on a meter, which directs people to a third-party webpage, which asks for your personal payment information. City officials reminding folks that the only way to pay for metered parking is through the official Park NYC app or on a physical parking meter. A Brooklyn record store getting ready to close its doors for good now, nearly six decades after its owner set up shop after arriving here from Italy.
On 18th Avenue, there was one place that would make you feel as if you were dancing in Italy.
SAS Italian Records.
Silvana Conti says her father's love for Italian music and dance is why he opened this store 58 years ago.
This was his dream, and we did it. From this, we started to import products, creams, the body washes. This is all things that we would bring from Italy.
And for Italian Americans that call Bensonhurst home, they're heartbroken.
Because I just started learning to speak Italian.
Best of luck for the owner.
After 58 years, SAS Italian Records is saying one final farewell to the neighborhood. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bensonhurst.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.